Kelly also.
Good morning and welcome to Roaming with Restless Women. Today I have two lovely ladies. I have Natalie Kelly and Evelyn Kelly, and they are going to introduce themselves this morning. Go for it, ladies.
Thank you. I'm Natalie Kelly, and I am Evelyn Kelly. We are a mother-daughter duo, a travel duo, and we are experts in the field of travel. And we'll tell you a little bit more about that if you want to know.
Of
But
course.
basically, that is where we are coming from today to invite women to get out of that comfort zone and do what they can do. That's what restless women do at any age. It doesn't matter.
We really encourage women, even if they want to travel on by themselves. There's a big movement towards solo travel. So we highly encourage that. But you must be educated. You must know where you're going and really how to travel. That's the case across the board with all ages.
Absolutely. Probably one of my biggest fears is going somewhere and getting lost and not being able to speak the language and feeling unsafe. And that's one of the things that I know that I worry about. Well, so tell me, how did this duo start? How did you guys get into this business?
Well, we started, oh gosh, 3 decades ago, a long time ago. We both work full time till this very day, and my mom's 90 years old.
Wow, you don't look 90. I have to say, you do not look 90. And you don't
well,
look how old you are either.
we do say that travel is the new fountain of youth. We do say that because we actually really do believe that. And there's great studies about actually how shows that. And it's because of it relieves stress and gets you out of your comfort zone. But we started 3 decades ago. My mother, she ended, you had a wreck, and then right after that, you started running for a political campaign. She lost with just a few votes. Just a few votes. And it was kind of really horrific for us because going through several things of trauma. And believe me, when you run a political campaign and you put so much time and effort and so much money into it, especially if you don't get the big bucks like a lot of people do, it's difficult. And so what my dad said is, you know what? You guys go travel, go to Europe, get out. You guys work too hard. And I said, you know, how could I do that? I work full time. I don't have the time. I really didn't have the money. But you know what? We decided just to do it. My dad took care of the dogs, and we traveled to Europe for 3 weeks. And that was, we were the greenest, the most the most you might say uninformed tourists. Now we are academics and we've studied a lot of these in school, but that's not traveling. So this was what we did. Our first trip, we started in London and went down to Greece. 13 countries,
Oh,
3 days.
my.
And it was overland. And this is the way it worked. You get up at 5 o'clock in the morning, put your bags out, you go eat breakfast, and you get on the bus and you travel the entire time. And so we went through 13 countries. By the time we got down to Greece and the Acropolis, we said, hey, big deal, Acropolis, let's Let's go
go
home. But I will
home.
tell you, on the flight back, while we were exhausted, we said, this is it. We had the travel bug. And it was the question was, did you have a good time? No, it wasn't even that. It was, where are we going next year? So that was it. And then we've traveled to 88 countries, all 50 states, every single continent, all 7 continents. We did that in the last 3 decades. We traveled every year except for 1 year, and everybody knows which year that was, and that was the year during COVID.
COVID,
Not even allowed to travel. But that's what we've been doing. And because we would go around and talk,
we would talk to women groups, and we would talk to different organizations that would invite us and talk about travel. Really, it was just kind of basically how to travel. Great tips on a stress-free travel, because we encourage people to travel.
Yes.
So when we went around, people started asking, "Well, why didn't you write a book? You've got incredible stories, and we've got a story for you." So people started telling us their stories. And because of that, in our book, we actually have several people in our book that have either written the stories or been interviewed by us, and we've included them in the stories. So that's actually how we've got started. And
Tell
it
me
was,
the, oh, go
yeah,
ahead.
go ahead. Yeah.
Tell me the name of the book, though.
It's Have a Love Affair with Travel, your ticket to an
Oh, I
amazing
love
life.
it. I love that.
And
I
what
love
we
it.
have in here are 79 stories. And they're basically, oh, short, very short stories, but each one ends with a smart tip.
Okay. Well,
We did that. Plus, then at the end, she has a whole segment on tips and tricks for a terrific for stress-free
Trap.
travel.
Yeah.
And these are tips you're not going to get on Google. You can easily Google. You know,
Oh,
that's so easy.
yeah.
These are tips from us, from our experiences. The problems we've had, we don't want you to have. And so what we
No.
do, we have developed it from the very beginning, even asking the questions, is this a right time to go? Do you have the financial means? How to save for it? You know, those type of things. And then we go through packing, how to prepare, what to prepare for, what to leave home. So we people leave
Oh,
everything
yes.
in the kitchen sink. And that's not smart travel. And to the very end. So that's what we want. We want people, we encourage people to travel. And the reason why we do this is this. How do you know how great the country you live in until you go to other countries? I
Yeah.
do. I get up and I sing the national anthem every time it's played. And the reason is, it's because I've been to Russia and we are blessed. Yes. Do we have problems? Oh, yes. Every country has its problems. But
Yes.
we have a wonderful country that does allow us to do the travel. We went to Cuba where we befriended a person, our tour guide, and she really gave us the inside of Cuba, like really what's happening. And I wanted her to come to the United States. She's not allowed to come to the United States. She can't.
Yeah.
So it is that's one reason why we do it. We really want all generations to understand the freedom of travel, but the best way to travel. You know, speaking of packing, I just want to go back to what Natalie said a few minutes ago. We were on a cruise, believe it or not, just this past week. And one of the ladies that we were with said, "You know, I have a whole suitcase full of clothes, of things I never touched."
Yep.
So I overpacked. Well, she brought a suitcase for the dirty clothes, a suitcase for the clothes she wore, and another suitcase for her clothes that she never did wear. You know, that's okay when you want to go on, you know, a 5-day cruise to the Bahamas or something like that, if that's what you want to do. But even for her, it was very difficult because you got to carry those, you got to push those things around, and
You got to pay
it's
for
not
them too, sometimes,
it, exactly
yeah.
it, countries. So,
Oh my goodness. Okay. Biggest tip for packing.
oh, we've got a few of them. So packing is one of the things that most people do wrong. What we do is this. We make sure that we take clothes that, you know, it really works towards the environment, where you're going, the country you're going to, and the state you're going to. And so what we do is we make sure that we wear clothes twice during the travel. Now you're like, twice? Are you kidding me? Yes, you do. And what you do is you mix and match. So and that allows you to bring less clothes. You don't need the accessories, and you don't need jewelry. This right here, you do not bring. I take this off. So those are the things you really need to know, because you don't want those to get, this is real gold. You don't want this to be stolen, because that can happen. If you have to bring jewelry, then bring your cheaper jewelry. You know, that if for some
Yeah.
reason
left it or it gets stolen, then you're not going to worry about it. I think one of the big things that has helped me that I've enjoyed was finding those packing cubes and putting are you familiar with those?
I
Oh.
have heard about that. I've never used one.
Okay, they're really neat, and you can pack things in there that fold them up and take them out and find them real quickly rather than just having a mass of things in your suitcase. So.
I had a boss one time. Her husband was in the Navy, and we traveled. I traveled my whole career, as a consultant. So I've been everywhere, mainly in the United States. I have been to Russia, but that was to adopt my youngest daughter, a long time ago. But what she taught us was to roll our clothes. A, it helps with the wrinkles, and B, you get a whole lot more in there, and you actually can carry smaller luggage if you want to. So we learned how, my whole team, we had a whole morning at her house dedicated to learning how to pack our suitcases.
You know, that is what one of the girls when we were on this tour just last week was telling us that she had a attended a packing seminar, and we said, "Well, you know, we have written this book. We've got another one on the way right now, which is called Have a Love Affair with the USA." But we said, you know, we want to in our next one kind of call it that packing seminar to really
that because that is extremely important, and that really could be make the difference between a happy trip and not so happy trip. Because when you go in, you really need to know, especially, the airlines, the weight limitations, all of that. You've got to do your work on this, because you can come in, people overpack, they come in with suitcases, they want to check them in, they'll say, nope, you can't do it. It's going to be an extra major cost, or, they won't allow. So people are pulling their suitcase. They'll be in front of you. They'll open up their suitcases. They're taking out underwear.
Underwear.
And you don't want to do that because that makes it an unpleasant an experience. Now it's an experience you'll be talking about the rest of your life. But that's an experience. You know, one other thing I want to tell you your viewers is this. There's interesting things that you can do. What we do, and we take our underclothes, our underwear, our not lingerie because that's higher end. But we take the ones that are ratty and you're going to
Oh,
get rid
beat
of.
up. Yeah.
We take those, and then what we do is just throw them away every single day on our trip, so that purges your old clothes. And that way you don't have to bring back clothes, really bad clothes to wash. So, that's a really good tip. I love doing.
Now, there
that's
a
was one
great tip.
told me one time in a meeting that what she does is she goes to Goodwill and buys old clothes that she throws away.
Why not? Why
Yeah.
not? And that's also one of the problems with especially traveling to places you've never been. You want some souvenirs. You want that t-shirt or well, we do shot glasses because we live in an RV. So we have to have something small. But you want your souvenir, you want your remembrance. And a lot of times you don't have room to put that in if you've taken, if you've packed to the gills, how are you going to get all that other stuff back that you want to remember the trip with,
That's exactly right. So that's one reason why we do take the old clothing, the old underwear, things like that, and then we purge that so that the newer things that we want to buy as souvenirs, we want to take that in. But I also want to talk about things like what you shouldn't bring. I did mention the jewelry. You don't you But there's other things that you don't want to take. It's hard for me because I love to promote my university that I went to, but don't. Don't do it. Nobody cares about what university you go to when you go over, to foreign lands. Now, in the United States, I would say that's a little different. I think you can do that and you're proud and you can wear your colors. But when you travel overseas, don't do that or don't take any political t-shirts or anything like that. Why? Not because you don't want to express how you feel or your personal beliefs, but because you become a target. You become a target, and that's the last thing you want to be, is a target. The less you go over to look like you're an American or you believe, in this political party or you believe in this university or whatever, that just says that, okay, you're an American, you know what I mean? And if there's some unscrupulous people out there that want to do things to you for one reason or another, then you become that target. And what you want to do is make sure you're not that target. So you want to look more like how they dress there. Now you don't have to look exactly like it. That's not the
You
point. But yeah, and you won't.
won't.
But just don't look so. You don't have to bring those sweatshirts or those t-shirts, and just become this big bullseye target.
And another point that we have just been talking about is, when you go to another country, and people may not think this, when you go to another country, you are under their laws. You are not under U.S. citizenship. And whenever you may think, hey, look, if I do something, for example, in our book, we tell of a couple that nearly got arrested because they filled up with gasoline, put in their credit card like we do in the US, pulled out the credit card, took off, and guess what?
Police came after
The
them.
police came after them. They had to go inside and pay.
They went inside to pay. The nice thing is the police did let them off, but that was an arrestable offense, and they could have been put in jail, into a French jail.
Oh my
So yeah,
goodness.
countries like France, which you think would be, easy to
Western, yep.
travel, and it is not. They have different rules, different customs. We're going to back to Singapore in November. You can't chew gum in Singapore. You'll get arrested.
And some of these rules, you might think, hey, they're stupid, but I don't care. If you are arrested, your embassy, and go to the embassy, they cannot get you out of your out of jail. What they can do is contact your family and tell them, hey, look, your folks are in jail and they need to get out, this
Oh my
type of thing.
goodness.
But when you this is a point that I think that many travelers do not realize or don't want to even think about. When you go to another country, you are under their laws.
And we don't even know what they are unless you do your research beforehand,
Absolutely. And ignorance
right?
is not a reason for your excuse.
Yes. So how do you go about what do you guys do before you go to a new country? What is the process for educating yourselves?
Well, first of all, we go to the State Department's website. The State Department, and you just Google it. And then go to the State Department's website. And what they'll do is they'll give you a list of countries. And I think that they have a ranking system. But what they do is they'll tell you kind of what the situation is there. We just came back from an island that is actually on the list. Now, were we okay? Yes, but we were okay because we went on a specific tour of the countryside and the cities, and they were going to make sure that we were safe. Would I want to go out on my own? Would I take a taxi out? I would not. I would not. So you have to just be careful. It's, just look at, there, of course, there are certain countries right now that we see on the news that there's no way you would want to go there. I just heard of a country in the Scandinavian area this morning that they're warning against, because of certain things that are happening because of current events. And you wouldn't even think that country would be on it, but now it was placed on the list because of what is happening. So you just can't, and then it'll be placed off probably after this is over. So you have just kind of watch it and then make a determination. If you're going by yourself, that's a different situation. I'd be more careful. If you're going on a if you're going overseas and you're going with a reputable company that we know that you're familiar with, that maybe you see you'll do your investigation on it and you'll see that they've been around for a while, then that's a different situation, especially if they have these tours that will take you around. You may not see, you'll probably see the touristy stuff, which is fine because you want to see that. But you're safe. You will be a lot safer that way. And those are the things you need to know about. Also, make sure, this is one key thing I tell everybody, your passport. Your passport is a legal document, and it is important. It needs to be with you at all times in a safe place, not just in your purse, but in a safe place on your body. And also make sure that it's before 6 months of the expiration date, because sometimes the countries won't take it if it's getting ready to expire. And it must have pages in it. If it doesn't have pages, available pages, then they may not accept it. So those are the things you need to know about.
I hadn't thought about having pages available. That's a good one. What
Especially if you
shall,
travel a lot.
oh yeah, for sure. So what has been you guys' favorite destination?
We always have that one. But it's my
I
favorite.
know.
Natalie. Well, I'll give you my favorite, and then I'm going to give you one that you're going to like, and I'll tell you why you're going to like it. Well, first of all, my favorite's Antarctica. Now, I'm a native Floridian. I was born and raised in Florida. Anything under any temperature under 70 degrees, I'm cold. Okay. So that's just because I'm thin skinned and I just, I'm not as tough as people above Florida, I'm telling you. I went to Antarctica and loved it. It's not that you can live there, you can't live there unless you're a researcher for, a few months. No, you can't do that. And you need to go during the summer times. And it's about 30 degrees around summertime.
Their summertime,
Their summer,
our wintertime.
In northern United States or in the United States. But I will say I loved it because it was so surreal. And it's just that place that when you see it, you'll say, God created this. It's such an incredible place, but at the same time, I can't believe that I'm actually here. And I get to see this place that everybody talks about, and people really don't want to go because it's cold, but because the fact that it's just this incredibly beautiful, all shades of blue, all shades of blue is a very beautiful place. But let me tell you before I want you to tell yours, but one of my favorite places is the Yukon. The Yukon in Canada. Now, why? This little
Why?
Dawson City. Dawson City, way kind of north. And it was where the gold rush really started. It's where they found gold. And this place went from nothing to just a boomtown. So it was that Western, and it's real Western. It's the authentic boards and saloons and banks and so on. But what I love is the tradition. And the tradition is this tradition called the sour toe cocktail. And you take a shot glass. When you're shot glasses, it's a shot glass. And it's of this bourbon. I don't even drink alcohol, but this,
Yukon Jack was the
okay,
name
this
of
the
it.
bourbon. And what they do is the tradition is this. They take a real toe, and they put this real toe in the shot glass with the choice of bourbon, and then you shoot it down. And then, of course, you get a certificate for it. But it's this tradition that everybody does there. And of course, if you're a brave a visitor, you get to partake in that too as well. And I got to do that, and it was one of the memories I will never, ever forget.
A
You,
human toe?
it's
A
a real human
human,
toe.
yeah.
You actually see the kind of the
Toenail.
toenail on
And
it.
hairs.
Yeah.
Oh.
Cannot let it go in your mouth. It cannot go in your mouth. It can only touch your
Oh.
If it goes in your mouth or you swallow it, that's a $3,000 fine. So you don't want to do that. But it's just one of those things. It's one of those, it's if you're one of those brave people, like I can do anything, I can jump off and bungee jump and I can zip line and I can do that. This is what they would do. What, that mentality, individual who would want to take that risk and do that. Of course, it's something I will never forget.
Oh my
Restless witch,
goodness.
getting out of their comfort
That's
zone.
exactly right. Getting out of their comfort zone.
Okay.
I don't drink and I don't do that stuff, but I did it because that was the tradition I was going to involve myself with. So that was a lot of fun.
Oh my gosh,
My
Evelyn.
getting out of my comfort zone. We wanted to go to the Dry Tortugas, which is off the coast of Key West. And we were in Key West and we had an appointment to ride a seaplane. Now, remember that this is a very rough area, the ocean is, or this or the or the sea around it is. And if you go by ferry, it takes you three hours
I've ridden
and
that ferry. Yes, ma'am.
you may not have any breakfast, lunch, or dinner when
Left,
you leave.
anyway.
Okay. But anyway, we engaged the seaplane. And the plane was out in the sea, right at the coastline, and the water was waving in. And so I come up to it, and there is a ladder. You have to climb up six rungs, no handles. So I come up and say, nope, No, she didn't want to do it. Well, that didn't happen.
I can't do that one now. Forget the comfort zone type of thing. Well, let me tell you, they said, you will do it. So I started up and they got behind me and pushed me up,
Hoisted her up.
hoisted me up from behind. So I made it into the seaplane and it was fun.
She had a good time. That he was 89 years old, climbing up the ladder, getting hoisted into a seaplane, going to the Dry Tortugas.
Beautiful.
It got off. It was easier getting off because we had gravity. But then coming back, would you believe I had more confidence?
Yes, of
I'd done it once.
course.
So
But you knew
confidence.
you could do it then.
Exactly.
Oh, that's beautiful. I have been, Key West is my favorite place.
Yes.
And so, yes, I have been to the Dry Tortugas, but we went on the ferry.
Yeah.
And that, it wasn't bad. I don't get seasick, which is nice. But yeah, we love that. We love that trip.
They say that you can go if you're going to go over June and July, even into August is not bad, but any other time it is very, very, very
Rough. It's
rough
rough.
weather.
It is rough. It is. Okay, ladies, we're getting close to our time. So I'm gonna, I know it goes so fast.
This is awesome. We would love.
I know we should
Hey,
just do
have us back.
several.
Have us back when we get our other book in.
Yeah, for sure. Make sure you let me know when you do, and I will definitely get you back in. So here are my three questions. Okay. So if you could both close your eyes and tell me what appears in your mind's eye when I say wise woman. Evelyn, you go first.
Oh, what appears in my eye is one who doesn't let the society keep them and make them old. I am always fighting the idea of ageism and the fact that, hey, look, you're 90 years old, you're supposed to act a certain way, or you're supposed to think a certain way or talk a certain way. And I want to fight that, and that is what appears in my mind.
Oh, what a wise woman. You are exactly right. I also fight ageism. Especially getting jobs these days, is craziness. Okay, Natalie, what did you see?
Well, that's interesting that you just said job, because my thought was a strong woman. I work in a world of men, and
Yes.
I work in with the legislature, and there are females in the legislature, yes. And especially when I first started in it, I was extremely young, a young female, and I was in a good old boy, what they call a good old boy system. And a wise woman is a strong woman. My dad used to say all the time, if you can't stand the heat, get out of the kitchen. And so, you have to learn to be strong, very capable, with high integrity and character. And
Yes.
so that's for a younger generation actually coming into the workforce. I would start with that, because once you lose that, you will lose that forever. Now, do people tend to be fickle and forget things? Yes. But you need to have that strong character, and integrity, when you're working in the workforce, especially when it's dominated by men.
And one I think is important, don't become a victim.
Right.
You don't become a
Yes.
victim of the fact that, oh, you're I am a female, and I can't do this, or I can't do something else. And I think Natalie is the prime can or the prime example of
Yeah.
this. She has worked in a man's world for
39, 30 something years, 39 years. I was 30.
Wow.
And so, yeah, and you can't be that victim, and you've got to be strong. Now, listen, you're going to be pleasant. You're going to be yourself. You're going to be smart, because that's what you are. Otherwise, you wouldn't be in this world. You wouldn't be in this job, or so on. But and that's the way you present yourself. But to me, a wise woman is a strong woman, and
Yes.
I appreciate that every day when I see a younger generation coming up being strong, with character and integrity.
And
That's
that's what we
extremely
want.
important.
That's what we want to teach girls. And that's what you are doing. And that is why I thank you
Yes, for what you do.
And I hope that you can get out to these various generations to show them they don't have to be a victim, and they
Not
don't
at
have to
all.
give up. They don't have to retire and go from rock and roll to the rocking chair.
I love
Or from
that.
doo-wop to dentures.
She's gonna roll
Evelyn,
today.
you're a pistol, let me tell you. I love it. You're my kind of woman right there, I'll tell you. Well, you know what? You've already answered my second question, which is where do you like to roam? You've told me your best places. Where
Yes.
else? I'm gonna let you answer that one more time. Where else do you like to roam?
Oh, we love the United States. Love the
Yeah.
United States. I know a lot of people, if they don't have the means to travel overseas, or don't feel comfortable to travel overseas, then don't. Why?
Yeah.
Because right here in the United States, you have the most gorgeous places to go to, and most interesting. And that's the reason why when we wrote this book and we started hearing these stories, people started telling us about their stories in the United States. And then, of
Yeah.
course, this coming year is the 250th anniversary of the United America. So we really want to focus on the United States. There's some places that I just really love. Now, I love, like the places like Nashville. Of course, everybody loves Nashville.
I used to live in Nashville. Yes, we do.
And I used to work in Washington, D.C., so I love Old Town Alexander, because I love history.
Yes.
Some of the most beautiful places are our natural environments. The springs
Yeah.
in the state of Florida are just turquoise, overwhelmingly beautiful. Then to the Yellowstone and all those that everybody talks about, but there are places in the United States that a lot of people don't even talk about. So though
Right.
that's when you do the Googling. Google and say, maybe 100 miles around you, what's interesting and unique? That's, that's what I encourage people do if they just want to stay kind of really close to home, but get out and get out of that comfort zone. One
Right.
of the places that we just went to fairly recently, back in April, was Lake Tahoe. Beautiful. And
Yeah.
I mean, that was a whole new environment from Florida. We've been into some of
Oh,
the places,
yeah.
Las Vegas and so forth, but Lake Tahoe
Beautiful,
and
the environment.
Virginia City, and going to Donner Pass and going, Donner Pass, going to Reno and going to Carson City
And learning the
to
history.
the history. How wonderful.
Oh, yes, I know. Last year we traveled out west in our RV and we had the best time and it was so beautiful. I was amazed at, especially my favorite place out there was Northern Utah. And
Yum.
it the mountains, just
Yes.
oh my goodness, so beautiful. But anyway, all right, my final question. What makes you restless in a good way?
Travel.
Yeah,
Was easy for me. Maybe we could think of something else besides travel, but yes, that's what makes me restless in a good way. getting out of your
Yeah.
comfort zone. By that, I mean try to do something different each
Yeah.
day. Don't just sit around. Get out of what is comforting to you and go someplace around. For example, where we live, around 50 miles radius, there are so many exciting things to do. But not only that, go a different route. That
Oh,
gets you out of
yeah.
your Because we become so habitual. We get up, we get our coffee, we watch the news, or we do whatever, and then you get dressed and you go to work, then you come home. It's just the same old thing over and over. I'm going to tell you that really does age you. What you
Yeah.
have to do is get out of that, bend out of it, whether it's go to a different part of the city that you're not comfortable or that you're not used to,
Yeah.
and just see what's going on over there. It could be as simple as that, but it's to get out of that comfort zone. And I'm going to tell you, it does relieve that stress that, when you're working, and especially your younger generations, they're working hard, even, Gen Z, and so on. Well, they're working. And so it's to get out of that comfort zone and to relieve that stress, because, we hear so much now about mental health and the need for
Yes.
mental wellness. Well, this is my job. This is what I work in. That's the field I'm in. So I'm very familiar with that and the importance of mental wellness. And
Yeah.
that mental wellness is relieving that stress and getting out of that comfort zone.
Stimulate your new brain receptors, grow your brain, learn something new, get out and about.
Exactly.
Absolutely. All right. Well, thank you both very much for being on the podcast. We'll
Thank
have you
you.
back.
Be sure to tell your readers about our book.
I will
I
do
think they
that.
will like it. The stories in there are out of your comfort zone, Kelly.
Okay, I love it.
There's some really unreal.
I'm
They're
gonna
real, but they're unreal. They're real,
real
but
but
they're unreal.
unreal. I'm gonna put the link. You can get it on Amazon, right?
Right. Yes, ma'am.
All right, I'll put that link in the show notes. How can people get a hold of you guys?
They can go to www.travelersatheart.com. So it's spelled out travelersatheart.com. That is our
Oh,
website. And our
okay.
website actually has a link to, you can go right into, you can ask us questions, you can get a hold of. You can put your email there. We do not sell emails. I do not do any of that. And
Yeah.
once a month, what we'll be doing is we have a newsletter that gives you tips. And again, these are tips you will not find on Google, Or or
where
information.
places to go, for examples,
Norway is going
Oh,
to,
yeah.
because they have so many people going there.
Yeah.
Tourists.
Attacks, maybe
Attacks,
for tourists, yeah.
attacks. Yeah. To go.
Oh.
Just
Yeah. So anyway, those are types of hotel, update as well as books to read. I like to read things that relate to where we are traveling and so forth.
Yes.
That in, yeah. But listen, I tell you what we can do. We'll send this to you. And I'm
Okay.
sorry that if we neglected that, I thought that I had
That's
that in
okay.
here. So
That's
it's
fine.
www.travelersatheart.com.
We've got it. Thank you so much for being on the podcast. This has been
Oh, thank you.
tremendous.
Thank
And
you.
we'll make sure and get your information out. Thanks, guys, for watching, and we'll talk to you soon.
Bye,
Bye. Happy
everybody.
travels.